View Country.
I'm Derek Dennis. In France, President Emmanuel Macron has dissolved his country's lower house of parliament after his moderate pro-business party was badly beaten by the far-right party of Marine Le Pen. Voters now have to go back to the polls in the coming weeks. Meantime, in Israel, more political upheaval. Israeli War Minister Benny Gantz has resigned from Prime Minister Netanyahu's emergency government, criticizing what he called the lack of a plan on when the Gaza conflict will end. Gantz holding a news conference Sunday, telling the country Netanyahu is preventing us from progressing toward a true victory. In the U.S., questions after a shooting at a strip mall in Washington State. Renton police say an armed off-duty security guard confronted three teens carrying airsoft guns, killing a 17-year-old. The surviving teens say they were at the store to make an exchange. The 51-year-old suspect is behind bars on $2 million bail. This is ABC News. Martha's Vineyard is about to run out of pot. The problem is location. While Massachusetts voters opted to legalize marijuana more than 7 years ago, transporting pot across the ocean, whether by boat or plane, risks running afoul of federal laws. At the box office, Bad Boys Ride or Die opened with an estimated $56 million in theater sales over the weekend.
You set the damn fan on fire!
Everybody relax. The fire's on.
It's the fourth installment in the Will Smith Martin Lawrence action comedy series. It's also Smith's biggest success since he slapped Chris Rock at the Oscars. In the meantime, more fallout for another star. Howard University is cutting ties to Sean Diddy Combs, rescinding an honorary degree that was awarded to him and disbanding a scholarship program in his name. The decision follows the release of a 2016 video that appeared to show him attacking singer Cassie. Diddy apologized last month for his actions shown in the video. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Some patchy frost possible tonight as we drop to the mid-30s. For Monday, sunshine, a high of 68. Clear and 41 for Monday night. Showers and thunderstorms possible on Tuesday, a high of 67. For Tuesday night, scattered showers and storms and a low around 53 degrees. Currently, 46 degrees.
We love the new country.
You guys play the new song.
But we also love the songs we know every word to.
You guys are always playing the song I can sing along with.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
Looking your eyes. Oh, when you've been burning it at both ends, been a hot mess. Nickelodeon must be a drunk on whiskey. Plankton from SpongeBob is getting his own Netflix movie, 2025. Can't wait for that one.
When you need a hand, when you need a shoulder, when you need your space, or for me to pull you closer, I can be your sunshine on rainy days. I can wipe your tears away.
Got the perfect scene set of a moonlight.
your classics.
Your country. 98Q Country.
She'll set the field on fire just cutting across the pasture. She'll have you falling for it all and then leave right after. And she got a cold. Like whiskey, how they wake up, take on off, not even miss me. Leave this heartbroken, holding that smoking gun. I guess that's just the way them wild horses run. Let them run. Long live cowgirls, never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo 419.
About this guy from Florida in his 60s. He was eating breakfast with his wife when he forcibly coughed, causing his intestines to fall out of his body. Yeah. Coughing and sneezing at the same time and bloop, fell out. How is that even possible? But I'm going to make sure I hold it next time.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-785-9545. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-785-9545 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-785-9545 to see if you qualify. That's 800-785-9545.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
What are you doing up? Shouldn't you be in bed? Of course you're not. You're too busy worrying about your business. Inventory, employees, labor shortages. How can you even begin to think about customers? That's where Civic Media and 98Q Country come in. Radio advertising remains one of the most effective ways to reach an audience. And with the free Civic Media app, even the cell phone crowd listens all the time now. Did I mention Civic Media has gone digital too? We're not talking about your daily Facebook posts. Call 98Q Country today at 715-762-3221 and ask us how we could get your ads on a gas pump, YouTube video, or the top of a Google search. Or maybe we cut out the middleman and you call me at 715-497-3602. Now that we've sorted that out, you can rest easy. Go to bed.
Download our app and listen on your phone.
Rock it in your pocket.
Anytime, anywhere.
98Q Country.
South Alabama, her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking? She snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out waving that 12-gauge. We tore out the drive, he peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late, 'cause I was thinking that I
98QCountry.com.
Makes it hard to forget. A new study shows that erectile dysfunction medicines like Viagra may help ward off dementia, which is, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, because some people that are using it, they might not want to remember what they used it on.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Some patchy frost possible tonight as we drop to the mid-30s. For Monday, sunshine, a high of 68. Clear and 41 for Monday night. Showers and thunderstorms possible on Tuesday, a high of 67. For Tuesday night, scattered showers and storms and a low around 53 degrees. It's 45 degrees right now.
One, two, three, four.
From downtown.
Move it!
To down in the holler. Get your country on with us.
AQ Country.
You know the color of my coffee. Too many t-shirts in my closet that you bought me. At this point, I can't unlearn the things you taught me about myself.
You pick the music when I'm driving. Your mom always takes my side when you fight me. These days my dog likes you more than he likes me. You can just tell. So what am I supposed to unlisten to every song written? Take you out of every melody. You know my secrets, my demons, and I know your weaknesses, all of your doubts and your dreams. So we can't break up now. Break up.
90s classics. 98 Q Country.
I try to ring on. So if I asked you, what has attacked people more than sharks in the United States? It's another animal. Would you know what it is? Wild hogs, that's the answer. Invasive species was first brought to Florida by Spanish settlers in the 1500s. Now they've been seen in at least 35 states, and they're destroying farmers' crops, tearing up gardens, and in some cases, attacking humans. So yeah, we have pigs in 35 states, and they're nuisance. So you can take them out, but I wouldn't suggest eating them. Nope. Between 2014 and 2023, there were an average of 5.8 fatal shark attacks worldwide, but there were 19.7 wild pig attacks. We got to do something about this.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because when people don't have to worry about where their next meal is coming from, they can truly thrive, like Marta.
And now we'll hear from our class valedictorian, who with her hard work never ceases to amaze us. Please welcome Marta Moreno.
Hey, Alex, how did the interview go?
I did it. I got the job. I can't believe it.
I knew it. Let's meet up later to celebrate.
And Diego.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project.
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations.
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. feedingamerica.org/act now. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Let's go! Go!
Want to connect with us? We got one of those Facebook thingies if you want to follow us.
98Q Country.
Summer, I turn the corner.
doing some old deep cut cheap trick. Got your girl singing every word of it, so you bring a couple shots of chill Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. Somehow she ain't got a boyfriend, so you make her laugh all night and then take her home.
Song. song.